Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1648. And this is dated on the 19th of Sivan, Tavshin Yud Beis. And the Rebbe writes to this person, Shalom Uvracha, and he says, I received your letter from the 27th of Nisan, and I was happy to read that the joint did a lot of funding, that they were acting kindly, good, as far as the senior citizens' home, and they corrected all those matters that needed fixing, and they gave a place that they needed. They gave a place for the shul, so that it does not, so they're not disturbed, so they can have their place to daven, I guess. Now here the Rebbe writes interesting, a very interesting concept in general that we can apply. But the Rebbe writes to this person that you also write that they're making you difficulties. They're making you difficulties, that you're having difficulties there. I'm going to guess, I don't know, maybe this was some sort of a religious person who was in a senior citizen home, and the Rebbe wanted him to be active to do different things. So the Rebbe says, I'm not sure if you should take it seriously, the Rebbe says. You should take it seriously. Especially, the Rebbe says, that sometimes that this is actually part of the tricks, basically, of the Yetzer, the Yetzahara, the inclination to mix in. So, in other words, I guess the Rebbe is talking now to this person so that not to go ahead and do things that you can fix. So you're sort of saying that they're making difficulties in order to sort of get away, get out from doing that which you have the ability to fix. And therefore, the inclination is trying from this side, you know, from the left side, to try to confuse. In other words, he doesn't want you to work, so he's telling you that there's difficulties. So first the Rebbe says, don't take it seriously. But partially also the Rebbe says, maybe it appears to you as difficulties just to give you a reason not to do. The Yetzer Hara is trying to convince you not to do, but don't listen to him. And the Rebbe says, you have to always look very well into the strategies, the ways the Yetzer persuades you. And the Rebbe uses the metaphor that sometimes the Yetzer Hara, the inclination, dresses himself up in a Hasidic garment, a Hasidische Kapote, as the saying, euphemism of the Rebbe Rashab, Nishmos Eden, about this. And basically, which it means that sometimes you find like religious excuses or excuses which seem to exempt you from having to do what you should do. So even though you're saying, well, it seems like it's such noble cause, noble reasons, but Rebbe's pointing out, no, that this comes from the Yetzer Hara trying to convince you. The Rebbe also writes back that he says, you write in your letter that your son, in the beginning, learned in Brunois, that was in France, in the yeshiva, and Beteres Emes and Beteres Emes, those are Chabad yeshivas. But now he went to another place. So he's writing to the Rebbe, but he's writing it apparently, the Rebbe says, you're writing it coldly. In other words, it looked like a matter of fact, just letting me know. But the Rebbe says, well, I know there's a statement of our sages that say, when you throw up a stick into the ear, it'll always land on its root, where it comes from. So the way it comes off the tree. Zrok chutra ikrakoi. That's if you throw a stick from the tree where it comes, it'll come back. So basically, this is an expression. Even if you throw away somebody who has grown up and been involved, even if he leaves, he will come back. So the Rebbe said, notwithstanding that he will come back, you know, if you throw it in the ear, and even if you detach it, it's going to come back. But yet, the Rebbe says, every day that he's not in the tent of Chassidus, the Torah Yerushalayim, okay, this is a great loss, especially during these days of the heels of Mashiach, in which the end of our Golus is close, and the teaching of Chassidus is a preparation and a vehicle for the coming and the revelation of Mashiach. But the Rebbe says, if you find that you can't impact him about this, at least try to find somebody from the Chassidim, from the Anash, who should interest himself, and he should see that this thing should be corrected. May Hashem help you, that you should be able to give good news about this. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing. So both of them, so the Rebbe in this case is trying to get him to do more, what he needs to do, and also trying to get his son back into the fold in Chassidus Yeshiva, because that's the important, at least especially now, as we're waiting the coming of Mashiach, and the Mashiach, and that's the vehicle to bring Mashiach, is with the Chassidus Torah and Yerushalayim, and therefore he should be in that yeshiva.